When you buy something that runs off a battery, you obviously need a means to either buy more batteries or get a charger cord to recharge the item so you can keep using it. Nice concept, isn't it? But when it comes to electric cars, there's a problem with this idea. There are fewer charging locations by far than there are electric vehicles in New Jersey as well as other states. Many believe that if there were more charging stations in the state and that buying an electric car would be more financially consumer-friendly, the sales of electric vehicles would quickly increase. An answer to this problem is now in the works at the State House in Trenton. My first guest today joins us to review this proposed legislation and what it could mean for electric cars and even hybrids in New Jersey. He's the executive director of the New Jersey chapter of the Sierra Club, Jeff Tittle. How are you today, sir?
Good, very good. How are you today?
Great to have you here to talk about this, because a lot of people, you know, hear the hype but wonder why isn't it playing out in New Jersey and other states as well. Let me give you a website too, sierraclub.org/new-jersey, to find out more about this issue and the others regarding the environment that the New Jersey chapter of the Sierra Club puts a focus on. But talk about this this legislation that, well, has a really do or die on Monday as far as a vote is concerned, because that's the last day of the session, and then the process will have to start all over again.
Well, I believe it's going to pass and pass fairly overwhelmingly on Monday. There's a lot of support for it in the legislature, clear committees with some of the changes in it pretty easily. So we think it'll pass. But I think you're right, and we get into this kind of like the chicken or the egg. You know, do we get charging stations first so people buy cars, or do we put in charging stations when people don't have enough cars? So it gets back and, you know, goes back and forth. So the concept in this bill is to do both at the same time. So the bill will have rebates up to $5,000 for the purchase of electric vehicles to make it easier on people to be able to buy the cars. Also in New Jersey, you don't pay sales tax on an electric vehicle that you do on other cars. So, you know, that savings alone is about $8,000 on an electric car compared to a conventional car just from New Jersey. And then there's still a federal tax credit, because, you know, part of the, you know, issue with electric cars is that, you know, it costs about $10,000 to $15,000 more than in a conventional automobile combustion engine car. So, you know, so that will help with that. And then the other part of it is to set up a, you know, series of programs calling for 600 fast chargers. So those are the ones that you can charge your car in about 20 minutes, and then a bunch of others. And then getting rules and regulations changed in the building code so that when we build new shopping centers or office parks or multifamily housing, that there'll be charging stations included, so that won't cost the taxpayers anything. And then there's the ability of the utilities, you know, in areas that are going to be a little bit underserved by the market, you know, meaning places that are a lot more blue collar, where, you know, there's or more lower moderate income, where, you know, the market may not take care of it. I mean, putting in a charging station in Short Hills Mall or a house in Rumson, you know, we don't need to have the utilities do that. But in, you know, places like a Belleville or a Pensauken, it may make a lot more sense. So, you know, part of it is to get the fast charging networks in around the highways so people who are on the road can, you know, stop and charge quickly if they need to. And then to get charging in, you know, other places, what are called the class two chargers, that are a little slower, in places where people are going to spend a couple hours, like by restaurants or shopping or at a or work and places like that. So we think that this bill will basically, you know, remove the roadblocks that have been in the way of electric vehicles and really help us accelerate the sale and use of electric vehicles in New Jersey.
And that's certainly a lot to be done. People will hear that and think, well, okay, what's it going to cost? The funding, by and large, is going to be done through the Volkswagen settlement and and the REGI program, if I read the bill correctly.
And also the societal benefits charge. There's a small fee on electric bills that goes for clean energy programs, you know, for energy efficiency and for things like renewable energy. And so that'll be used as well. It'll be about $30 million a year for the rebates. And then the other parts of the program come from different funding sources or come from the private sector, because there are companies out there who want to build charging networks like ChargePoint and many others. You know, one of the big, you know, drawbacks or hope, you know, for electric vehicles is, you know, range anxiety. But, you know, the other thing that's happening more and more is that the newer cars coming out, you know, get 250, 300 miles plus per charge. And so that's helping to deal with that. And then if there's more charging, you know, stations around, then I think people will feel a lot more comfortable. And I think that's where we're headed. You know, the other point I want to make, because there is still, you know, they cost more, but the big difference on an electric vehicle is that they're about 70% cheaper per mile to operate than a conventional car, because electricity is, you know, about 70% cheaper than buying gasoline. And you don't worry about fluctuation in markets, and you can charge at night where the price of electricity is even cheaper. Also, you know, maintenance and repair are much less, because on an electric car, you'll never have to replace a muffler. You'll never need a tune-up. You won't have to replace the PVC valve and a whole bunch of other things, because you have some fewer, less parts. Most people don't realize that on a conventional car or light truck, there's about 2,200 to 2,300 parts for the motor, drivetrain, transmission, you know, to get it moving. An electric vehicle, there's about six. So they're much simpler to operate. They're much cheaper to operate, and they last a lot longer, because an electric motor is actually much more efficient and lasts a lot longer than a conventional motor. You know, you never have to overhaul it or change the timing belt or things like that. So it's actually will be really good for, you know, consumers, because you'll end up saving money. Well, we reduce pollution, which is the other key piece.
To be sure, we're talking with Jeff Tittle, who is the executive director of the New Jersey chapter of the Sierra Club, sierraclub.org/new-jersey, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Plus, if you're someone like myself who likes to hold on to a car, although in its infancy, you'll be curious to see what the actual longevity of these vehicles are going to wind up being.
Well, they're going to last a lot longer than a conventional car, because the motors are simpler and the design's actually simpler. And electric motors actually work better as they get older than when they're newer, and they become more efficient. So, you know, at an electric car, you know, you may have to replace the battery or upgrade the battery at some point, because that's the one, you know, part of the technology that, you know, can, you know, start to, you know, age. But the motor and the rest of it itself could last 15 years or more. You could easily get 300,000-400,000 miles on an electric car. You know, the only thing is at 150 or 200,000 miles, you might need to change or upgrade the battery. But other than that, it's much cheaper to operate and will last a lot longer.
No doubt. I mean, unless you're style conscious, you want the latest style that comes out, which I'm sure the manufacturer is going to be focusing on, because the obviously consumer is going to hold on to a piece of merchandise longer. So that's a bottom line impact. So you go for the style people and you sort of balance that case out. I was really surprised by the overall numbers of power stations and power outlets, Jeff, because there's at last count about 26,000 electric vehicles in New Jersey, only 290 locations, with a total of 745, well, technically places to plug in. You compare that with New York State with about 46,000 vehicles, 1,190 locations, and 2,800 outlets.
The New Jersey has many others that are private that are not listed. You know, it's certain businesses and, you know, companies have them, and also at people's homes. But yes, we need to really get the charging network built. That's a key piece. The other thing I just want to mention is that, you know, almost half of our air pollution comes from automobiles, trucks, and buses. And, you know, parts of New Jersey have some of the worst air quality in the nation. Most of the state is rated F quality for ground-level ozone, and most of the ground-level ozone that causes asthma attacks and causes people with respiratory illness, distress, or even, you know, heart attacks. The main thing is that the electric vehicles don't pollute, and New Jersey's energy mix and electricity is pretty clean, so we'll have less pollution, and that's going to have a big impact on health costs and on people's quality of life, because there are areas in New Jersey people are literally choking on exhaust, and this is going to go a long way to help people with that as well.
States like Washington State, they have around 41,000 vehicles. And by the way, these are numbers that are almost a year old, so you can assume that they might be significantly higher. California, to no surprise, leads in the electric car population with over 500,000. Have there been any studies to show, and especially a state like California, is that number of electric vehicles making any noticeable, measurable difference in the environment yet?
Oh, yeah, it is. Unfortunately, that many of the benefits in air quality, you know, in Northern California have been wiped out by the forest fires. But in Southern California, there's been noticeable differences, and the air is starting to get a little bit better. But, you know, again, California has, you know, many more, you know, they have about 500,000, I believe, electric vehicles, and, you know, they need to get to a lot more before it's going to have the major impact. The other thing, too, and what's important in this bill, it's requiring New Jersey Transit by 2040 to be 100% electric bus, and that's a key piece, too, because buses are a big source of pollution in urban areas, and, you know it when you get behind a bus, you know, going into the Lincoln Tunnel or something, how polluting they are. So that's another important part is, to work not only on getting more, electric cars, but buses, trucks, garbage trucks, and other vehicles electric. And we're seeing a lot of progress made in the price of those coming down, and also they're much more, cheaper to operate. And New Jersey is still behind the curve compared to California and Washington State or even New York. But with this bill now, we'll be able to start accelerating and catching up.
And you're quite confident the bill is going to pass on Monday?
Yes.
And to find out more about this issue, the other work of the New Jersey chapter of the Sierra Club. Of course, if you're listening to the stream out of New Jersey, you can go to sierraclub.org to find your chapter for New Jersey. It's /new-Jersey. We've been talking with their executive director, Jeff Tittle. Jeff, thanks so much for the insight into this idea, which is long overdue, obviously. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.